And Amanda knows that part of the world very, very well. Is Brendan Bolton, the director of coaching at Hawthorn. For 40 winks, get 40 months interest free at 40 winks, 40-hour sale. But good enough to join us in the lead up to this one. Hey, Brendan, thanks for your time. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes before the game. Thanks for joining us pre-game. North Melbourne, they're turning the wheel. The last couple of weeks, there's been a bit more to like about their productivity on game day. What are you guys at Hawthorn identifying about what they've started to do well?
Yeah, I think you can see Zeeble and Hall. And, yeah, good afternoon to everyone on there. Thanks for having me, Andy, too, by the way.
Good on you, mate.
Zeeble and Hall, I think, are really important players for them. They get, obviously, back into defence and they're starting to become a relatively aggressive team at times. If they can get that 45 kick, they're starting to find their way of their ball movement, a little bit more measured as well at times. So I think what they're actually doing is starting to understand the relationship between attack and defence and how they both implicate each other.
Go Bolts, Lepper here. Congratulations,
g'day,
mate. It's good to see you going well. Another former coach back in the industry doing good things.
It's only a matter of time until you're back in by the sounds of things. So we'll get to that.
Lepper, I should say that one of your little mates came into the club the other day on his toes spruiking about his golf game.
Yes, Craig McRae. I had a little hit with him. And it's funny because his little role there doing a bit of offence. And I've just noticed with your offensive part of your game, the methodical, slow, uncontested mark game. And then the last couple of weeks, is it just a little jump? We've seen the faster ball movement. We saw the back end of the Crows game, that dynamic nature in you to get yourself over the line. But is that now ingrained in what you're doing, or is there going to be some tempering in the pace of your ball movement?
Yeah, we're still working through how that fits with this group. Obviously, we've had a few changes in the last few years. But, you know, some of the really aggressive ball movement we've required, because we've had quarters, that has been a constant where the team's scored heavily against us. And as a result, we've had to take the game on probably more aggressively than you would in just your general quarters.
Is there a sense of excitement, Brendan, this week because it's an opposition that you really think that you can beat? I mean, a chance to get some real reward for effort for those good patches you've had over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, there's excitement every week. But obviously, you know, both teams have been pressing to try and get that little win that justifies some of the hard work and growth that all the players and staff are putting in. I'm sure both clubs are working hard to try and get that result, but so it'll be a good contest today and a lot of excitement around it for sure.
So they're a high corridor team. You guys would have scouted that, and obviously both teams make some mistakes off turnover as well. So do you think it's going to be a case of who's going to have the better offense to score higher, who's going to tighten those screws through the corridor and get those mid turnovers and focus on defense? Which one do you think of the two is going to be more pertinent today?
Well, I think when the opportunity presents, those that can hit the scoreboard. But in saying that, we as a team just need to be able to defend turnover a little bit better, and we're giving up too many inside 50s and our defence is requiring to work too hard. So yeah, if we can be a bit cleaner in offence and capitalise when we get the opportunity, I think that's the key thing. But we have been hurt on turnover a little bit too much of late.
So, Brendan, you're in a position as a footy team and a footy club where it's very much about here and now, but also there's a, like every other club, you know, there's a clear vision on the future. How delighted are you as a coaching staff with the progress of Jacob Kaczynski?
Yeah, well, that one came out of the blue a little bit, Andy. I saw him last year and, you know, he's learning to understand all the patterns that a tool needs to run, and he's always been a fierce competitor, and I thought, gee, will he ever get it? And you often ask those questions, and this year, over pre-season, working with Craig McRae, it seems that he's starting to understand the patterns, and that then complements his hard running and competitiveness. So that's one little sign. Harry Morrison's another. He's been a more consistent player this year, and of course, CJ bouncing off the half-back. So there's some signs there that some of the future's bright, and it's just about continuing to build those players so they feel really comfortable at AFL level.
Now, we've had some commentary this week from your president about the length of the build, being someone that's been in behind the scenes before, so you'll have a better feel for list management and direction and time. Is that accurate from a coaching perspective? Do you think the Hawks are a couple of years away from reaching where they want to get to?
I think it does take time. You know, that Lepper, as well as I do, it takes time when you have a lot of change of personnel and youngsters coming in. But I think it's probably also dangerous to put too much of a time frame on it. It can click pretty quickly, or sometimes there's a few teething problems. So I'm not sure whether or not 2 years is exactly right. It might be might be that. It could be a little bit more, but we'll just see how it all progresses.
What have your observations been of Ben McAvoy in his first year as the skipper? I mean, he's taken on the job at a tricky time, and he's having to do it without some of the mates that he would have hoped to be able to lean on, the Burgoyne, Sicily, Gunston, guys who have spent time out of the side. How's he going?
Oh, I think he's working incredibly hard. I think he realises and embraces that leadership is hard work. It's having tough conversations. It's cuddling people. It's challenging where required. He's doing an absolute power of work. I couldn't speak highly enough of him, particularly off field. And then on field, he's taking the ruck role, which in itself one out pretty much is a tough ask. So, yeah, hats off to Big Macker. He's been working really hard both on and off the field.
Brendan, we won't hold you up for too much longer. Director of coaching, it's a broad encompassing role. How are you seeing Sam Mitchell's evolution and development?
Yeah, the one thing about Sam is he's receptive to learn and trial and error. They're all things when you're developing as a coach you want to see, and he's got a growth mindset. And, you know, I think really easily Sam could have stayed being an assistant coach, and coaching your own team at Box Hill, I think, is a fantastic step for him, where he'll grow and develop quicker, I think, through that experience. So, no, he's going along really well.
Yeah, this is a tough question for you to answer, I suspect, but is he ready? You know what it takes to make the step up. Is he how close to being ready? Is he?
I don't know anyone's ready, yeah, Andy. Right. I think it depends on what you step into.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
But in saying that, you know, we've got Craig McRae's a really, really strong coach, and Chris Newman. So we're really fortunate, and Alistair has lost absolutely no passion after being in the game for so long. I think that's been just a trademark of him. He's doing a great job in building this list.
Good luck today, mate. All the best. Thanks for joining us.
Well done,
Bob. Wish you well.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. See ya.
Brendan Bolton, Director of Coaching in Hawthorn.